You're an ideal family, sir, an ideal family. It's like something one reads about or sees on the stage. That's all right, my boy, old Mr. Neave would reply. Try one of those. I think you'll like them. And if you get a smoke in the garden, you'll find the girls on the lawn, I dare say. That was why the girls had never married, so people said. They could have married anybody. But they had too good a time at home. They were too happy together, the girls and Charlotte. Well, perhaps so. By this time he had walked the length of fashionable Harcourt Avenue. He had reached the corner house, their house. The carriage gates were pushed back. There were fresh marks of wheels on the drive. And then he faced the big white-painted house, with its wide-open windows, its tulle curtains floating outwards, its blue jars of hyacinths on the broad sills. On either side of the carriage porch, their hydrangeas, famous in the town, were coming into flower. The pinkish-bluish masses of flower lay like light among the spreading leaves. And somehow it seemed to old Mr. Neave that the house and the flowers and even the fresh marks on the drive were saying, "There is young life here. There are girls." The hall, as always, was dusky with wraps, parasols, gloves piled on the oak chests. From the music room sounded the piano, quick, loud, and impatient. Through the drawing-room door that was ajar, voices floated. "And were there ices?" came from Charlotte. Then the creak, creak of her rocker. "Ices!" cried Ethel. "My dear mother, you never saw such ices. Only two kinds, and one a common little strawberry shop ice in a sopping wet frill." "The food altogether was too appalling," came from Marion. "Still, it's rather early for ices," said Charlotte easily. "But why, if one has them at all?" began Ethel. "Oh, quite so, darling," crooned Charlotte.